sin prisa y sin viento, en algún lugar de ayer. Presiento que tú y yo nos encontraremos y tal vez nos parezca extraño con la ilusión. Sin prisa y sin voz, sin pasos que recorrer. Todas las canciones, todas las palabras vienen y bailan con el sonido que hace el viento cuando se acerca tu boca y tu piel. Mírame un instante, toca este silencio que ya se apaga y abraza el aire que se vuelve cielo dentro de tu aliento y mi ser. Es el aire el que se vuelve cielo dentro de mí. Que tú y yo nos encontraremos, que tal vez ni nos demos cuenta, tal vez suceda deprisa y con viento en algún nuevo lugar. Presiento que tú y yo nos encontraremos y tal vez nos parezca extraño con la ilusión, sin prisa y sin voz, con sueños por empezar.
שתיקת קירות ביתי אין רחש שיכנס כאן בין כל קצוות ביתי אין כל מכשול בכל שבילי החדר אין שמש שישרוף ואין גם צל אשר יחשיך ואין משב סופה ואין גשם שישטוף ואין גם צוהר שיבהיל ואין דבר אשר ישרוף את כל קירות ביתי הכל הרי מוגן מכל עורב בפתח בין כל קירות ביתי אין אף אחד אשר ילך בין כל קירות ביתי אין אף אחד אשר ילך שתיקה גדולה, אפורה ומנחמת אל מול אימת הרחוב, אילון מוסד ואוהנר כאן בין כל קצוות ביתי יש זיכרון נכתב תחת דלת ואין כל אשר קורה ואין לו כל עונה ואין משל סופה ואין גשם שישטוף ואין גם צוהר שיבהיל ואין דבר אשר ישרוף את כל קירות ביתי הכל הרי מוגן מכל עורב בפתח בין כל קירות ביתי אין אף אחד אשר ילך ואין כאב שישאר כי כל קירות ביתי הם לא במנחם ואין כתמים של דם וחבלות שריטות בלב הכל הרי מחבל
WMFO Medford. The Joyce, the voice mobile, is here. Okay, so that was the Idan Rachel Project, one of my favorite groups of all. And we heard two things, Toledos La Palabras, and the first one, and Ben Kirot Betai, Within My Walls, and that's the name of the CD. We heard before that, off of this Yale Brazil compilation, the group was Palamas, and Alagados was the song. Before that, this new work from John McCutcheon, the Fuller Brush Man, and then Every Day, that's a new CD called Leap. And before that, Millie Bermeo and Dan Greenspan, Pause, off of their CD release called Duo. And Chris Smither before that, what does that say? Why is there an L there? Okay, so the CD is called Small Revelations. And, well, actually, that was the name of the cut, and it's from Live As I'll Ever Be. That's the name of the CD. I think that's where we left off. So, want to share something from this wonderful Israel 21st Century. Startup harvests hydrogen from local non-recyclable trash. How amazing. Trash destined for landfill can instead yield enough hydrogen gas to replace 5.5 barrels of crude oil. That would be good. This is from something, August 8th, Abigail Klein Leachman, Leachman. Okay, good. So there's a picture of this huge big dump. It says, the way Jan Grimbrandt explains it, producing affordable carbon negative hydrogen locally from household, medical and agricultural waste makes a whole lot of financial and environmental sense. It certainly does. Did I say that this is WMFO Medford? I'm not sure if I did, but we are. This is how his Israeli-Swedish-Polish company, Boson Energy, is poised to speed up the slow but steady transition from fossil fuels. Today, waste is seen as a negative value in terms of the climate and the economy. But biomass and waste streams are largely unexplored chemical carriers of hydrogen, Grimbrandt tells Israel 21st Century. That was amazing. Ton of waste destined for landfill can instead replace 5.5 barrels of crude oil. That is a real benefit you can put numbers on. It's easy to understand, but not as easy to accomplish. In a world where climate investors are keen on software, Boson's solution is hardware that could be set up in urban areas where power is needed most. Boson calls it IMBY for In My Backyard. I love it for the local setup. The technology developed in Israel, where Boson Energy continues to advance it, uses gasification to harvest hydrogen continuously from non-recyclable waste and biomass. Plasma torches melt the remaining ash into a usable glass material, making the process fully circular, the CEO notes. That is awesome. I love it. They show a picture of this, how it's being done. The process also captures 1 ton of carbon dioxide from each ton of waste treated, allowing for a carbon negative footprint compared to landfilling or incinerating the waste, says Grimbrandt, taking pressure off the energy grid. According to the U.S. Department of Energy, hydrogen used in a fuel cell to produce electricity is an attractive energy carrier that can be produced from diverse readily available resources, including renewable energy. The only emissions from a hydrogen fuel cell are water vapor and warm air. What a great idea! However, hydrogen's decarbonization potential has been stymied by a lack of production technologies and distribution infrastructure. Okay, oh, now how did that just happen? All right. Okay, that's where garbage comes in. In the past, and even today, waste was a persona non grata. Nobody wants to know what goes on there, says CTO Liron Dorr, who helped devise the technology and works out of Bosun's Energy R&D Research and Development Center in Moda Inn. When we find a way for waste to be a resource instead of a problem, it changes the way you look at it. Well, that's for sure. Dorr points out that other methods of hydrogen production are top-down and far away, such as wind or solar. A local, bottom-up approach based on waste is uniquely economical and sustainable. Waste is something that is always generated and always has to be treated. We wanted to find a way to utilize that resource because we are living in a resource poverty economy. People are starting to realize they can't take it for granted anymore that the light will go on when they flip the switch, he tells Israel 21st Century. Many potential uses. Bosun Energy would reap profits from three directions: charging for treating the waste diverted from landfills, and selling both the hydrogen and the carbon dioxide as local commodities. The hydrogen could be used in various ways, such as fast charging of electrical vehicles. Well, that's going to be useful. The CO2 could be stored or replace fossil fuel, CO2 in greenhouses, and the food and beverage industry. As more consumers buy EVs, electrical vehicles, concerns grow that the electricity grid cannot handle the increased demand. Bosun aims to take the pressure off the grid. It's brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. A picture. The main target customer would be municipalities around the world. In addition to the ever-present waste management responsibility, many cities have set goals for climate footprint, CO2 emissions, and fossil-free mobility. We have multiple potential clients, says Dorr, including industries, original equipment manufacturers, and chemical companies. So the name of the game for us is flexibility. Anyway, it goes into a lot more. You can go to Israel 21st Century to find this and other wonderful stories about what's being developed that's going to help all around the world. It's just brilliant. So I love this site. That was an article by Abigail Klein Leachman on August 8th. All right, so let's see. I just dropped the CD. Sorry about that. There's no magic to improving your credit. Aha. But there is help, and it's free. Go to creditfairy.org, brought to you by the Consumer Bankers Foundation, the Leadership Conference on Civil Rights Education Fund, and the Ad Council. Wish I had known about that. I just went through a whole long process. Trying to get that seed, but it did work. Okay, so I think we'll go to see if this wants to work. Okay, so that's the issue with that deck. We'll try the other one. Oops, that's the wrong one. Well, let's see, what have we got here? 14.
Oh,
That deck is malfunctioning also. That's bizarre. Let's see. Well, I don't know. If I don't have the use of those two decks, I'm going to be back to the same Michigas. All right, we'll try something different. Let's go to...
Thank you.
shalva b'yamino sohoich yehi shalom shalom b'chelech shalva b'yamino sohoich Shalva b'yamino sohoich Yehi shalom, shalom b'chelech Shalva b'yamino sohoich Liman, liman, liman achai v'rei'ai Ada brano shalom bach liman beis Hashem Hashem Elokeinu havak shotov lach liman 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 achai v'rei'ai Ada brano shalom bach liman beis Hashem Hashem Elokeinu havak shotov
Oh, love.
Okay, I'm not sure what happened. It's playing on my device, but not playing over the air. So, I don't know. So, you can probably hear it in the background, but it's not... I'm not sure. I don't know. I don't know. Alright, so we'll be done with that. It's just ending now. Anyway. All these technologies. Alright, so... see if this, I know what we're going to do. coming up to the Jewish New Year, and it's typical for the month of Elul to blow shofar. It's a ram's horn to wake us up, to remind us to do what we can to get our act in order. And so it's been my custom. I learn with some women early in the morning, and I blow shofar during the month of Elul. We don't blow on Shabbos, of course. But my cat is totally mystified by this, the sound. Of course, it's like a huge animal. Where is it? Then he looked at the actual ram's horn and was like, he's trying to paw it and see what's going on with that. But it's very funny. Well, I never know what's going to happen. It's been good the last couple of days. So hopefully you'll get to hear the shofar. Here we go. It always cracks me up. Well, I'm not sure what we're going to hear next because everything is like dependent on me getting things into these things that are working or not working, and still trying to figure out how to get the track that I want instead of the track that it wants. So, you know, it's a learning curve. We'll see. You probably can't hear me as well because I'm over here trying to get the next thing ready since... All right, well, hopefully this will work. We'll get something in here. But why it didn't come up on the computer, that I'm not sure. That was very strange because it was working before. So hopefully we'll get it now. So let's see. So it's already playing, but it's not playing onto... No. I don't know what happened. This is a big problem. If I can't get this, why isn't it coming out? You just unplugged a device from the audio jack. Well, I see. Replug it in and see what happens. Because it was working before, so... All right. I'm not sure how or why it worked, but it worked, so that's good. We'll take it. Okay, so here's something very interesting. This is actually from a different site. This is from United with Israel. Israeli Discovery. So, oh, this is annoying. Come on. Musical tests detect mental deterioration. That's very interesting. Haven't seen that before. Says this groundbreaking Israeli method could easily be implemented by any staff member in any clinic without special training. Huh. Again, this is by Abigail Klein Leichman from Israel 21st Century. Measuring 15 minutes of electrical activity in the brain while performing simple musical tasks can detect cognitive decline in old age, say researchers at Tel Aviv University. The groundbreaking method they developed can easily be implemented by any staff member in any clinic without special training. Fantastic. PhD student Netta Maimon from the School of Psychological Sciences and the Buchman Mehta School of Music created a short test in which the subject performs a series of musical cognitive tasks according to instructions heard through earphones. The tasks include, for example, pressing a button each time any melody is played, or pressing it only when the violin plays. In addition, the test includes musically guided meditation, designed to bring the brain to a resting state, as this state is known to indicate cerebral functioning in various situations. As they do the tests, the subjects are connected to a portable EEG device from Israeli startup NeuroSteer. Maimon, who specializes in musical cognition, explained that music is known to be a quick mood stimulant and can be cognitively challenging when people try to concentrate on different aspects of the music while performing a particular task. Accordingly, the researchers hypothesized that musical tools would challenge the subjects enough to test the brain's frontal activity as well as raising their spirits, thus enhancing their performance on the test. Maimon and Lior Molcho from NeuroSteer report in the journal Frontiers in Aging Neuroscience that we have actually succeeded in illustrating that music is indeed an effective tool for measuring brain activity. Well, let's see, it just goes on a little bit more. Where did it go? The brain activity and response times to tasks correlated to the subject's cerebral conditions. Okay. More importantly, all those who underwent the experiment reported that, on the one hand, it challenged the brain, but on the other hand, it was very pleasant to perform. No. Maimon hopes this method will enable routine monitoring and easy detection of cognitive decline to provide treatment and prevent rapid, severe deterioration. Wouldn't that be wonderful? This method is of special importance today due to the increase in longevity and accelerated population growth, particularly among the elderly. Our method could pave the way toward efficient cognitive monitoring of the general population and thus detect cognitive decline in its early stages when treatment and prevention of severe decline are possible. That is brilliant. Okay, so this actually comes off of the Israel 21st Century site, but it's a different article. Brilliant. Okay, so not sure where we're going to go next. We'll see what's working and what's not. All right, we'll see if that will work. Hopefully it will. Thank you. Okay, that was Dana Fitzsimmons with Bill Graham. It Should Have Happened a Long Time Ago from a CD called Fault Lines. With Brandon Boone is also on that. Before that, we heard Glenn Dixon, Gentle Touch, from a CD called Wider Than the Sky, from Naftuli's Dream is the release label. And that's we're just about out of here. We'll have one more selection from the Andy Statman Quartet, Between Heaven and Earth, Music of the Jewish Mystics. And so then Time Travel with Chris Earle will be taking over the controls. It'll be a remote broadcast, so you if you call in, you won't actually get him. But this thing just automatically keeps going. Interesting. Well, I have a lot more to figure out about how to make all this happen. Let's see if this last cut is going to play for us like we want it to. Hopefully. All right. Thank you. Okay, I thought that Chris would be coming on, but so far there's nothing here. Here it is.
Due to COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.